Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right. Welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, not joined by anybody today because we have an exclusive Grow Summit fireside chat with Tim Grover. We wanted to share this with you guys, kind of give you a little taste of what some of the conversations were like. At the end of Grover's speech, he brought me on stage. We got a couple of chairs and I was able to pull the audience ahead of time. I had some questions and we kind of went over some stuff, right? Some stuff that's near and dear to gym owners' hearts, right? And, you know, in this episode, we want to kind of share the recordings from that. Just part of it, just so we can give you a little teaser, because we also have the Grow Summit recordings available. If you'd like to grab those and get the entire event, the link will be in the show notes. So hopefully you enjoy this episode as you listen in to the fireside chat with myself and Mr. Tim Grover.
Let's get deep in the weeds. Want to get deep in the weeds a little bit?
Yes, sure.
All right. So you did a lot of talking about self-reflection. I know the parents in the audience, and I know I've spoken to a lot of you. When you're an entrepreneur and we're digging deep and you've got to be unbalanced, how do you deal with that parental guilt of taking too much time away from the family and the kids because you're working on providing, creating the dream for the future, but sometimes they don't see it?
Well, here's the thing. I'll share a story, and this is about the best way to summarize. This is in the book Winning. So, and this one is always difficult for me. I traveled a lot for work during my clients. I mean, all around the world. They would call me at the instant and I would go, I'm packing for a trip. And my daughter, who's 5 years old at the time, comes into the room. And she goes, Daddy, why do you travel so much? I said, sweetheart, this is how I provide for you and mom. This is how I put a roof over the head. This is how I put food on the table. 5 years old. She goes, Daddy, if I eat less, will you stay home more? If I eat less. Now, if we were at Disneyland and it was a fairy tale thing, I'd unpacked, grabbed her hand, and went on one of the teacup rides or something. I kept packing. I literally kept packing. All right. When she was older, I said, sweet, I need to talk to you. And I wanted to talk about those times. And she goes, Dad, she goes, I already know. She goes, thank you. She goes, every time you won, I won. She goes, every time you won, mom won. She goes, you showed me that success is not fair. It's not for everyone. It requires tough decisions. See, it's funny. When you're making those decisions at that particular point, if you don't get the outcome, that's what I'm talking about, being obsessed. Because when you're being obsessed, later down the line, they will understand. They were not going to understand during that particular moment. They're just not. But if you provide those wins, and I'm not just talking about the financial wins, I'm talking about they get to see how driven you are, how focused you are, and you're focused in on the right things. And they get to see the small wins that come along the way. And here's the thing, when you're obsessed, right, you can be obsessed with multiple things, just not at the same moment. So here's the thing, the times that I did spend with her, oh, I was obsessed with her. See, they don't remember all the times where, when I was living in LA with one of my clients down there, my daughter was in the seventh or eighth grade, I don't know which one it was. She was playing volleyball. I would literally get on a plane on that particular morning. I would fly, and I didn't know when the client was gonna be off. This was when you could walk up to an airline, you could just give them a credit card, they would book you a ticket, and you could go. I would literally go to the airport, book a one-way ticket, a round-trip ticket back. I would fly from LA to catch the first flight out in the morning, get to her volleyball game, watch her play for 45 minutes, and then have to catch a flight back the same day. Sometimes I didn't even get a chance to speak to her. But she knew I was there. There's not a single individual in here. Well, except, hold on. No, even you've missed one. That's right. I can't even put you in that thing. That hasn't missed an important event in a family member's life. Now, if you got nothing going on and you miss it, you're just a jerk. I want to use a different word, but that's the thing. All right. But the guilt of it, literally, you carry that weight around with you for how long? You know, one of the points I wanted to make up earlier was like, you know, we talked about people carry, everyone's trying to lose weight. Everybody's trying to lose weight. They're trying to gain more muscle. You know what the heaviest things that people carry around with them? It's not their weight. It's their feelings. And regret is a feeling. Regret is a feeling. That's why I said, if you think the price of winning is too high, wait till you get the bill for regret. So they're tough decisions, but they have to be made. Because if you don't make them, somebody else is going to make them for you.
Good. Wow. We get into some mental performance for,
sure,
for your teams.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you believe that winning's in somebody's DNA, or do you feel like
No.
you can develop it?
No, winning is a lesson. Everyone, here's the thing. We've all heard this. Either you have it or you don't.
I've heard it.
Okay. But we've all heard that. No. The ones that have it figured it out. The ones that don't have it are the ones that say either you have it or you don't. Okay. It's funny. When you're born, it's not like, okay, the doctor looks at you or midwife, however the process is now, I don't know. All right? Well, it doesn't take a stamp and say, this one's going to be relentless, this one's going to be a winner, this one's going to be this one's going to be average. No. This is what it is right now. Okay? And this goes back to being the fairy tale whole, the Disney point thing here. Who's read a fairy tale to their children? What does every fairy tale have? What's that? Happy ending. All right. Every fairy tale has a dark moment. A dark forest, a dark moment. Every single fairy tale has one. The difference between the individuals that figured it out and the ones that say either you have it or you don't is, what did you do during that dark moment? Because remember, when it's dark moments, it's just you and you. It's just you and you. And what you do during those dark moments determines everything. Did you fight? Did you run? And you know what? Here's the thing. We all want, we're all taught that the dark is like, it's bad. Right? Have you ever gone for a romantic dinner in the daytime? The moonlight, you go to all these things. It's all these wonderful things that we do at nighttime. But then when we get thrown in a dark moment, it's bad. Your dark moments, that's when they're challenging you. That's when the new beginning is. Here's a question. When does a new day start? New day starts at midnight. At midnight. Is it light or dark at midnight? It's dark. So if a new day starts in the dark, where do you think your new beginning is starting? That's where change starts. So when you're going through those dark times, when you're going through those dark moments, the only person you can trust is yourself. The only person you can trust in you is yourself. Because here's the thing, when you look at the light, you know, the light shows everything that you have on. But when you look down, you see the shadow. The shadow doesn't care or recognize whether you're wearing Gucci shoes or not. It doesn't know the designer. It doesn't know if they're Nike, if they're Adidas, if they're K-Swiss, or if you're like as old as me, our kids. It just knows you for yourself. And that's why people are afraid of the dark. They're afraid of the dark because it's just you. It's just you and your thoughts. So when you have those dark moments, what you're doing is, and there's a lot of individuals in here making a decision whether to, you know, whatever you're trying to do, put some new systems into place, trying to figure things out, trying to put a new process into place. You're in that dark space, and you're looking for somebody else to tell you what you already know.
Hey guys, as you know, at Built to Grow, we're all about systems and scalability. And that's why I want to tell you about one of our sponsors, Semi-Private Pro. Several years ago, I was in our gym looking around and I noticed our coaches were staring at their clipboards, struggling to stay one step ahead of the clients. And I thought, gosh, there has to be a better way. So I tasked Zach, our fitness director, and I said, dude, we got to find a software that would enhance our clients' training experience and increase our coaches' levels of engagement. See, we're all about client experience here. After countless demos, we realized there was literally nothing designed for our training model. So we set out on a mission and I said, look, we got to create an app that is designed specifically for semi-private training. And I can tell you guys this firsthand, this is taking our training to new heights and I'm confident it can do the same thing for you. See, with Semi-Private Pro, you can streamline your training system, enhance client engagement, and scale like never before without spending hours on programming. To learn more about how you can get started with Semi-Private Pro, head on over to special link here, semiprivatepro.com/BTG. That's Built to Grow. So just head on over real quick to semiprivatepro.com/BTG to check out a demo for yourself.
Oh. Now, can you teach that? Or, I mean, everybody here hearing that, they could say, yeah, I can do that for myself. But what about your team, right? Like, how do you get that out of them? Like,
Listen, being broken is a gift. See, we look at life backwards. Everybody talks about, you hear all these cliches, and everybody talks about the regular cliches all the time. You know, oh, I got a chip on my shoulder now. Well, what the hell happened for you to get that chip on your shoulder? You were born with a chip inside of you. You were born with a chip inside of you. So when you're hiring individuals, man, I want to know the history. What have you gone through? What are your challenges? Every athlete that you know that's reached greatness, that's done something successful, business person or so forth, they always talk about the moments where they were broken. And they always talk about it. It wasn't their physical gifts that allowed them to do those things. It was up in here. It's the battlefield in the mind. Who's controlling the battlefield? Who's exploding the bombs that are up in here? Is it you or somebody else? It's not easy. You'll find out, you'll find out who your true allies are. See, here's the thing. We have a lot of friends, but we have very few allies. Friends tell you what you want to hear. Allies tell you what you need to hear. And if your best friend is too friendly, you got the wrong friend. You got the wrong friend. No, it can be taught. It can be learned. Now, you can't treat everybody the same. I have this rule when I was dealing heavily with the athletes. It was a 6'10 or 6'11 rule. I can't remember. It was one of those two. Right. For some reason, if an athlete is under that height, you could talk to them very directly, most of them. But once they got to be that tall, it had to be more positive and pat on the back. And so, you know, you got your exceptions like Shaquille and all these other things, but most of them, and I think it's because no matter what room they walked into, whatever they did, they're like so tall, everybody was looking at them, so they try to make themselves smaller and so forth. You can't talk to everybody the same way. And here's the thing, if you're that individual, like I'm the individual, I can't talk to everyone. If there's certain people on my staff during the time, I was like, yeah, this ain't gonna work. I need somebody else to talk to that person. I need that. They're gonna relay the message in a way that's gonna be much more effective to them. So that's why, you know, when you have team meetings and so forth, be careful with the language that you use and how you direct it with individuals. There should probably be two different methodologies of delivering that message. And here's the thing, if you get it wrong, if you have somebody who has to be direct, that you need to be direct with, and you're soft with them, they're going to lose respect for you. And if you have it the other way, you know, you want to be direct with them, and they need to be more massaged a little bit. Listen, you have different challenges than what I had with staffing and kids and so forth. You know, things that people can get away with, they weren't allowed to get away with in my days. They just couldn't.
So we had a QR code up during the day today, and we had some questions come in.
Sure.
I'm gonna read a couple of these real fast. So this question came in. It says, I got a trainer I call the Michael Jordan of training. She's a cleaner, and I want to keep her working in my business. What advice would you give to keep a high achiever like her motivated?
Well, first of all, she's already motivated. She's extremely, extremely motivated. All right, recognize her achievements. Make sure she's constantly challenged. All right, and then when you win, she wins. All right, when you win, she wins. All right, we get like that. Yeah, we want you to work really, really hard. And as your numbers continue to grow, as you continue to do this, all right, we're not going to share our wins with you. And there's so many different ways of sharing the wins that you can decide on how you want to do that. But you got to constantly challenge those individuals. They don't want to be acknowledged for stuff that they're supposed to do. Like, they know they're going to get their clients' results. You know, the good job does nothing for them. They're like, yeah, that's like, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. And then when they're not doing the things, or you see them slipping a little bit, or you see them things, you need to call them out. You know, I used to have, when with my basketball players, we used to have two sets of stat sheets. You know, you have the stat sheets that have how many points you scored, how many rebounds you have, you know, how many minutes you played, all that other stuff, how many assists. And then we had to make up a second stat sheet. The second stat sheet was, I mean, turnovers. How many missed free throws? How many unnecessary fouls? So when you have a cleaner, they're shooting for perfection every single time. They don't care about the things that they're supposed to do. They know they're going to deliver those things. They want you from time to time and say, hey, listen, what happened over here? Because that's what challenges those individuals. So they can come back to you and say, look, see?
Right on. Okay, great. So another question here. How do the greats deal with their close circle getting in the way of their greatness? Peer pressure, you know, the hangarounds, the arguments in every conversation from family because they're not entrepreneurs and they're employees and they...
As you become more successful, your circle needs to get smaller and smaller and smaller. When you start doing what's something that's best for you, you're going to piss a lot of people off. If you don't want to piss a lot of people off, don't be successful. Plain and simple. All right? Your family's not going to understand. There's going to be people around you that are always going to say, why do you work so hard? Why do you do this? Why don't you? You need to unwind. If you tell me to unwind, I'm going to set him on fire because I need something to do. I need something to do. They're not going to understand you. Why are you trying to explain to them something that you've repeated over and over and over again? They are just not going to get it. What did I say? There's not a single individual in this room that doesn't have a person, a habit, or a thought they need to delete. Here's the thing. To get to the next level, okay, you need to add certain things. But before you can add, you got to delete. You got to delete. You know, we talked about balance. How do you get closer to a balanced life? It's not by the addition. It's by the deletion. You want to have more success? There's some people you're just going to have to delete from your life. And unfortunately, some of it is family. Success in winning creates distance. It creates distance between you and your friends, you and your family, you and the other individuals that don't understand. I'll use an analogy here. At what age does a baby walk? 6 months. Man, what the hell you been training?
6 months.
All right. Well, just like, yeah, okay, year, let's just go with a year, all right? We'll just take a year and a half and six, all right?
Overachiever.
Yeah, all right. So, and probably everybody in here, if you've had a child, you probably have a video or pictures of the baby walking. You know, the baby walks here from point A, and everybody's going to tell you the same thing. You know, oh, baby walks, it falls down, it gets back up, it's resilient. You know, I'm not going there. All right. The baby goes from point A to point B. All right. From one parent to the other, or from one parent to another object, whatever it may be. All right. Who's the first person to acknowledge a baby's success? It's the baby. The baby claps for itself. It claps for itself. And it's funny. You as parents are so joyous of the baby clapping for itself. And you know, everyone talks about the first, you know, everybody thinks the first word that the baby says is, you know, either mama or dada. No, it isn't. When the baby gets out, you know what the baby's thinking? I'm a bad mom. Okay? That's the first thought. You're born relentless. You're taught to relent. That's why I said everything's inside. Everything's already inside of me. But it's funny. The parent will clap for the child when it reaches that milestone and success. But then when you're trying to grow your business as you get older, they get mad because you're clapping for yourself. Most people in your life will clap because they have to, not because they want to. And here's the same thing. At what age does a baby start to talk?
6 months.
So let's just say 2 years, just to give it. So a baby starts to walk at one and speaks at two. Okay? And then what do you do for the next 16 years? You tell your child, sit down, shut up. You can't wait for them to talk. You can't wait for them to walk. Born relentless, and then you're teaching them to relent. Who's the first person that takes the confidence away from the child? We do. We're the first individuals that take the confidence away from the child. Don't do this. Don't do that. There's a difference between, you know, protecting and then letting them figure things out. And you know, because we as parents, we want to protect. See, we want to protect. But at what price? At what price? You know, like I said, the people that are in their 50, people that are in their 50s, when we used to go to the park, we had that thing that just spun around and people were holding by for their lives on that thing. Kids are flying off all over the place, and they jump back on. You know, I'm not recommending this now. When you had blood on your leg or something, what did you do? You took the dirt and you threw it on there to get it to stop the bleed. All right. Now we got arguments over whether the sandbox has gluten in it or not.
Hey, successful gym owners. Is your gym on solid ground, pulling in at least $30,000 per month? But you're wondering, what's next? Well, we've got the answer for you. It's the Iron Circle. The Iron Circle is an exclusive growth community tailored specifically to gym owners just like you, those striving for the next level of success. We're all about real-world knowledge and strategies to boost your business to new heights. To find out more, visit our website at ironcircle.net. It's the Iron Circle, because you're not just running a gym, you are building a legacy. All right, let's get back to the show.
You gotta find that, you gotta understand how it is. You gotta challenge your kids, you gotta protect them. You gotta let them fall. You gotta let them fail. You gotta let them figure things out. I always told my girl, I said, if anybody bullies you in school, I said, just hit them in the throat. Just hit them in the throat. I said, I'll deal with the suspension. I'll deal with the parents. I'll deal with the lawyers or whatever. I said, I guarantee you, nobody will F with you in that school ever again.
I approve of this message.
Yeah.
Give violence a chance. Yeah. Give it a chance.
Well, so, just hear it. Listen, you got to learn to protect yourself. That's what we did. What? There's another school. There's other friends. All right? It's just, you know, and here's the thing with it. I want everybody in here. Every single day, if you want to create more energy, every single day, have a childlike moment. Not a childish moment, a childlike moment. There's a huge difference between the two. All right. Who took a shower this morning?
Let's hope.
All right?
I sat by a few of you.
Who danced or sang in the shower?
Matt Weaver.
Okay.
Matt.
We got people in there raising their hands and tell, yo, where is Matt? Matt, what's up, brother? How are you?
There he is.
I get messages from Matt all the time on IG. That's why I want to make sure I acknowledge him. Good messages. Good messages. But I'm just saying, it's funny. You'll do stuff. You'll have those moments when you're by yourself in those things. But then when you're around people, you're like, oh, you know. Have those moments. They energize you. It takes you to a place, to a moment where, you know, you didn't have all the things that were going on in life, that life throws at you. You know, we forget that there's got to be joy in everything. There's got to be joy in everything. There's joys in the wins. There's joys in the struggle. There's joys in your victories of your clients. There's joys in taking a chance.
You got one more?
Sure.
You got one more?
Yeah.
All right, so just like athletes, business owners like to celebrate wins, in this industry, I feel like there's some type of self-consciousness about being too successful, not sharing the wins, definitely not on social media, how their business is doing, the vacations they may be taking, and they throttle themselves because they don't want their clients to see this. Because
you should be taking your phones when your clients has a big moment during that special, putting them on social media, right? I shouldn't say that. All the stuff that I did, I'm kind of glad social media wasn't back then. take that back. All right. But from a business standpoint, it's a huge tool. There's a difference between showing your success and bragging about your success. All right. If it's valid. Remember, social media, it's now the real fake. And you know who the fake people, fake people are. But if you're doing it for your client, you know, you thank your clients during those moments. You thank your significant other. You're like, hey, man, I earned this. Thank you to so-and-so for being so-and-so. So there's a way of doing it where it's a community thing and bring it out. Don't be shy of those things. That's my results were the reason I was so tough on the clients when I was personal training at a health club is because they were my social media. The way they looked when they went to social events, when they went to Christmas parties, when they went to all these different things. I didn't have social media back then. You know, wow, who are you working with? That's so great. Wow, you look so great. Da da da, and everybody gets to see the changes of it. Now it's a powerful tool. But the results have to be real. They have to be real. I don't know if you does anybody know who Goobs is? All right. You don't want to end up on the show, okay? You don't want to end up on this show. He's a good friend of mine, and he's called me out. Not on photos that I've posted, but there's people in there that are the result. Not everybody's going to look the same. But everybody, you know, everybody's getting results. The thing about the journey is, it's each journey has a little bit of a finish line. It has a little finish line. And when I was talking about, you know, the ways earlier in the distance about talking about that, everyone talks about it's a journey and it's not the destination. When you punch in, when you go to one of the driving apps, you got to punch in A and B. If you just punch an A, it doesn't tell you where you're going. It doesn't tell you where you're going. All right. The destination has to have an end line. Your clients tell you, hey, I want to have this. I want to be here. Or whether it's really your business, I want to be here. If you aim at nothing, you hit nothing. If you aim at nothing, you hit nothing. I used to tell all my clients, set unrealistic expectations and expect to achieve them. Expect to achieve them. Share your wins. Share your successes. Thank the people. If you're part of the program, if you're thinking about joining the program, if you've, you know, you should be networking with different individuals in this room. Hey, man, what are you doing in your facility? I wonder if I could do that. I could do that over mine. Bring in people that have already made the freaking mistakes over and over again. So you don't have to make them. Then you get this, people get, man, how'd you get so successful? Thank the people that have helped you. I still call all my clients all the time that I haven't worked with in so many years. Man, I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Most people see you as what they can get out of you. But your wins and your clients are a little bit different. There's something, there's a special bond that's created there. Right? And you should ask your clients, hey, is it okay if I post something about you? I guarantee you most of them are going to say, unless they're not supposed to be there during that time, they're supposed to be somewhere else, they're going to say yes. Oh wow, out of all the people in there, they brought in me. They wanted me just spontaneously. It doesn't have to be, you know, we're so worried about how an angle is going to look or what the lighting is going to be. Man, just pick up that phone and just do it spontaneously. I got to share this win with you. I got to share this. And then you're in the business as fire starters. So when somebody sees that and they see what's going on, and then also there's nothing wrong when you have time on the other side. Man, I've had a bad day. Now, I'm not going to get into that thing, but it's not, if you're always kind of perky, listen, you can talk in there. I had to let a client go today. So people get to see both. Now, hopefully you're not letting go of a whole bunch of them. But it just can't always be good. It has to be authentic. And the most of the people that you see on social media that own planes, they don't own planes. Right? There's a guy running a business out of L.A., literally out of L.A., who has a private plane, and when the private plane is down, he allows the social media influencers to pay him to go take photos on the plane. He'll supply their meals, he'll supply everything for them. So don't get caught up in that stuff. And people are talking about, I'm making $5 million a day and I'm making this and everything is perfect. You have to be smart enough to decipher what is BS and what's not.
Well, thank you.
My pleasure.
Everybody give it up for Mr. Tim Grover.
Thank you, everyone.
Bring it up.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. One thing before I go. You have no idea how difficult it is to throw an event unless you've actually thrown one. All right? You have no clue. The logistics, the people involved. And here's the crazy part. When you throw an event, the chances of you making money are extremely slim. Extremely slim. All right. So what I want you guys to do is give this man the biggest round of applause.
All right. And there you have it. There's a little excerpt from the Grow Summit. Hopefully you enjoyed that one. And guess what? We are going to do it all over again this year in Nashville. So you can grab your early, like, let's call these super, super early bird tickets to the Nashville event. It's going to be next September. The dates are going to be on the landing page. You can get your super early bird tickets right now, because from this point on, the tickets only go up. By the time we started this one in the Chicago one, by the time people were buying tickets at the very end, tickets were as high as $650. So make sure you snag your deals now. You'll grab those with the link in the show notes as well. All right. Hopefully this helped you guys. Until next episode, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link, and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.